Thank you for calling customer support, Bernadette speaking. How may I help you?
Yes, I need to change, modify an address on, for the delivery.
Okay, what's your zip code?
Let's see. I sent it to you. Hang on 1 second, please. Uh-huh. 77379.
What's the name?
Lopez, Julie Lopez.
Now, is that the new, you say you want to modify an address? Is that the new address, or is that the new modification?
So
it won't pull up under that. What is it before you needing to change it?
Oh, I need to change the street name. It's I put on there River Court, and it should be River Mills Court.
Okay. Is the zip code the same?
Everything. I just need Mills, M-I-L-L.
Okay, what's the last four digits of the card that was used, sir?
6875.
And
you need the order number?
I'll get that in just a minute. What's the last name?
The last, Lopez, L-O-P-E-Z.
I'm not finding under the last 6 8 under the four digits used with the card. I'm not finding that. And the zip code again, sir, is repeat that zip code.
77379.
One moment.
I show it on the charges on the card.
You show what now?
The debit on the card. The credit card was debited.
Okay, let me try to buy a spelling of your name here because it's not coming up on the zip code. First name is what?
Julie, J-U-L-I-E, Lopez.
Okay. And will you verify your address for me, please?
The address was, 6110 River Mill Court in Spring, Texas.
Okay, I don't think this is the right person because I don't have that address. The name came up.
You don't have the...
But it's not verifying the address, no zip code. What is the phone number, sir?
305-902-4118.
This is totally someone different here.
Can you put it up by the order number?
What's the order number, sir?
Let's see. The order number is... 8-9-9-1-9-0-5-3-3. No, sir.
Now, this is something you know you placed an order for, or how long ago did you place this order?
Oh, probably 2 hours, 2.5 hours, maybe.
Sometimes it does tell us in the disclaimer that sometimes the process, the payment processing, or the payments rather, are delayed. So I don't see it now based on you gave me a zip code. You gave me a, let's try one other thing. What's the phone number?
305-02-4118.
Nope, not coming up under that either. Sometimes it doesn't show right away. So if you want to call back later, you can. It hadn't, you know, it does tell us that sometimes the payments won't show.
Even, okay, even I have an email showing that it that I got credit for it.
Yeah, it, and the thing of it is, this is how it reads. So sometimes when customers place orders, there's, they say, a 20-minute plus delay in payment processing. It depended on the product. So we handle hundreds of products for hundreds of companies for many different products. So it's different for each time that this would happen that the delay is. So there is a at least a 20-minute delay in payment processing for any secondary items that they might have ordered within the main order. So I don't know what you ordered, and a lot of times that's what it is, the delay is there. Because if you got an email, I mean, and then if you use your charge card, that means that it, something was done, but we don't see it yet.
Hmm.
And I have exhausted all ways that I can try to verify you. I use first name, last name. I did get a Julie Lopez, but it was nothing was checking out with that. No address, no city. It was a whole totally different state. Phone number was different. Zip code was different. So clearly that wasn't the correct person.
Right. Okay.
And we're a 24/7 call center, so you're more than welcome to call. Wait, let me check one other thing here. This one is, let's see here. Hold on, let me try something else here. 77379 is the zip code. Lopez is L-O-P-E-Z.
Yes. Oh, okay. I typed it wrong. L-O-O-E-Z, the way they have it. So I spelled the name wrong.
Okay, hold on. Let me see if I can find it from there then. Spell that again. L-U-L is spelled Julie the same. Julie is correct, right?
Right, and it's L-O-O-E-Z.
L-O-O-E-Z?
Yes, that's where I spelled it. Yeah, that's wrong.
Didn't come up as that, though. Nope. I just don't see it just yet. I've exhausted all ways that I see that. It should have shown up. Not to say you can't take a deeper dive to try to locate, but I've done all the account triggers, which would have been a zip code, a address.
Yeah. I just got the email that said confirmation, uh-huh. Order confirmation, and that.
I'm not doubting number. That. It happens from time to time, sir. It's just sometimes whatever the system glitch or whatever, sometimes we just don't get it right away.
Okay.
But we are a 24-hour call center, so you can call back if you like.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for calling customer support. Mm-hmm.